Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sure you know you're the first to arrive.
Right.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute so we have someone. Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anapakoa. Anapakoa. Gedula Chimincha Tati Terura Alephet Gimel Yutat Zadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshei Yehudcha Gevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkavcha Amid Gamlem Tetet Resh, Tadi Tat Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adatah. Tet Kufet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushatah. Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zayan Kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodeya talumot, shin kufav tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing this 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty. Utilizing the verse from the Parashat Yitro from the Sulam commentary, Pasuk 29, we'll say El Hashem Yehud initially. L'shem yichud kutsha barichu ishkinte vidkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu le'akda l'shem yudhei bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenei hu Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Bandukucha Rihu Foma De Aved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishok Biovada Tishot Leela Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledash Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Deya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Tishot Inun Wikola Itzirich Bialma. The year 5780, our current year, has the energy, the revealed energy, to connect to the word compensate. The concealed energy of the year connects to the word shefa. The shefa is a Hebrew word meaning the goodness of Hashem. We reveal the shefa and connect it to the compensation by studying one of the verses that connect to the energy of this year, 5780. So tonight's verse is 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 30. Ben Hashavya, Ben Amtsaya, Ben Hilkiya. The son of Hashabiah, which translates as devising of Yah, one of the names of God. The son of Amaziah, the strength of Yah. And the son of Hilkiah, the portion of Hashem. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamil Yisrael untati wishakan tahtav willo yergas od willo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher marishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. And we utilize the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta. Hezayo alada la awa he he a yozala me be he he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nulacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he yo re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa. La he he ka wa ko me nu da nu yo. He a me re he a yo yo za he he he. Me yo ka kind of hey may ha wa wa la yo la hey sa a la re yo a shi la may yo hey wa hey wa da nu yo hey hey she a may may nu nu a nu yo ta may be hey hey wa yo nu may may yo yo la hey re yo hey may sa re wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me hey yo da me be me nu ko a yo a hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. Now we will study the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadikim utilizing the same tool. Waiting for my computer to clear up the screen. I've been having trouble all day. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be she la yo hey anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re hey. Hey yo yo hey may may la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa hey nu la nu me ha yo hey yo may nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey she a yo re ta she a hey re la yo wa wa may la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey te ka a ko may nu da. Anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za hey she hey me ka ka wa hey. Wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo sa a la me ta hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa cha me la hey pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la hey be hey me sa re. Wa hey be yo wa hey a la wa me za yo. Da hey be me ka ko a la a hey hey wa. Re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey me. The Sadikim who left this day, which is the 21st day of, excuse me, the 21st day of Cheshvan, Rabbi David ben Zimra, known as the Radbaz, a very famous Kabbalist, Rabbi Avraham Azulai, the author of the Chesed LaAvraham, another very famous Kabbalist, Rabbi David Shlomo Atschitz of Soroka, Rabbi Issachar Baer of Podchitz, Rabbi Elazar HaKohen of Potusk, and Rabbi Moshe of Shittiltinik. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malhut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yusod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Yusod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni you wu wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. Yeah, Niwiyosh. Yeah, Niwiyosh. Yeah, Niwiyosh. Chesed. Yeah, anyway, yo head. Yeah, anyway, yo head. Yeah, anyway, yo head. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yo head. Yay, I hini way yo hey. Yay, I hini way yo hey. Hachma. Ya a honey way yo ha. Ya a honey way yo ha. Ya a honey way yo ha. Keter. Ya a honey way yo ha. Ya a honey way yo ha. Ya a honey way yo ha. We'll now connect to the Esser Dibrot, the 10 utterances.
Vayadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo tihiye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha Be'esel v'kol t'muna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat asher ba. Bamaim matachat. Baret lo tishtachawe lachem. Willo tavdin ki anochi Hashem Elohecha. Al kana poked awon avad al banim al shileishim. We are revim. Lishinai v'yesecheset la'lafim la'ahavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisai et shem Hashem Elohecha la'ashav. Ki lo yinake Adonai et
my computer is blocking the balance of the page in Hebrew. So we will go on to the Ma meditations. But first we will do the Shema Yisrael by leaning to the left slightly and covering our eyes.
Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
And when the landing page opens up, you'll scroll down to the Parsha of Chaye Sarah. And there are three links under that. Please choose the middle one, titled Rebecca and Her Pitcher of Water. And we will start with Oleshem Yehud. Oleshem Yehud Kutshabari Tu Ishkinte Bitilu Urkimud Kilu Utkilu Urkimud. Leakta Lishem Yudhe Bovathe, the Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Elohino Alena Masei Adenu Kanane Alena Masei Adenu Kananehu. Rebecca and Elijah and their pitchers of water rejuvenated the entire redemption process. When Eliezer, Abraham's servant, slave, arrived in Haran looking for a wife for Isaac, he asked God that one of the signs identifying the right girl be that the girl to whom I will say, please tip your pitcher so that I may drink, would respond, drink, and I will give your camels also to drink. Before he had even finished this prayer, Rebecca came out with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she descended to the well, filled up her pitcher, and ascended back. The numerical value of the word for pitcher in Hebrew is kad, spelled kaf dalet, or 24. As you know, Chesed of Tiferet is divided into three parts, each of which is hinted to by the number 24. The numerical value of Chesed is 72. Chesed is spelled Chesed, Chet, Samach, Dalet. 8 plus 60 plus 4 is 72, and divided by 3 is 24. And my computer is blocking that part of the page as well. I'm going to have to skip a few lines, but it's all related to the gematrias. And I'm able to read at the point where it says Bayit, Beit Yud Tav, is equal to 412. The numerical value of the Hebrew word for light is Or, is 207. And Or, which is spelled Aleph Vav Resh, is equal to 207. And 2 times 207 is 414. But presumably the discrepancy is implied that we are to add the Cholel for each instance of light. And these two lights refer to the two 24s that are missing from Chesed of Tiferet when the temple is in ruins, while we are in exile. This is the mystical meaning of the verse, I will set your window frames with ruby. These three names of Hashem are three shades of creative energy used in the restitution of reality. The Hebrew word for ruby, kachod, spelled kaf-dalad, may be seen to be as the word for pitcher. Kad, spelled kaf-dalad, doubled. And this verse is part of a prophecy of the restoration of Israel's former glory that will be part of the redemption. Thus, the ruby window frames allude to the restoration of the 224s to Chesed of Tiferet that are missing during the exile. It follows that Rebecca, who is synonymous with the Nukva, has one pitcher, 124, inside her head, and another pitcher, another 24, above her shoulder, which is where the Yesod of Ima terminates. In this imagery, Rebecca, the Nukva, is seen to be bringing the two 24s back to Chesed and Tiferet, thus signaling the end of the exile. The text of this passage of the Torah, understood mystically, is referring to the moment of redemption when this pitcher on Nukva's shoulder will descend to the Yesod of Ima, although the Nukva must ascend in order to reach Yesod of Ima. This ascent is called a descent, because the light of Ima descends to her. The Nukva only receives her lights as reflected lights, as mentioned elsewhere. As we have mentioned previously, Yesod of Ima is the drive of the intellect to actualize itself. It thus is the point where the intellect is transformed into an emotion. It feeds their unpin in the Nukva. In order for the Nukva, the partsuf of expression, to rejuvenate their unpin, the emotions, it must return to its mother, the intellect. The Torah thus says she descended to the well. The Yesod of Ima, which is called a well, she then filled up her pitcher from the well. the Yasoda Vima, and ascended, meaning that these lights reflect back up, causing her and her crown to mature. Thus, she acquires three-thirds, just like her husband, Zeron Pin. Now, regarding these three pictures, the 324s, each one refers to another name of Havaya. For there are three names of Havaya depicted with eyes, each one of which is drawn with 24 circles, giving a total of 72. The numerical value of which is drawn with the numerical value of Chesed, as mentioned elsewhere. Thus, each picture is another name of Havaya, as mentioned elsewhere. Thus, each picture is another name, Havaya, meaning that there are three names of Havaya here. In the vision of Ezekiel, the angels are described as having backs, tall and frightening. For the backs of all four were covered all over with eyes. This verse is interpreted as referring to the backs, the separate strokes used to write the four letters of the name Havaya. Each stroke is depicted as being formed by three eyes. To visualize that, visualize in your head the drawing of the letter Yud. Starting in the top left corner, you go a short stroke to the right, and then you do a short stroke down. Well, you can put three circles, three little circles, in each of those lines. And when you make all of the letters this way, those circles will add up to the 24 of them. In the vision, we see that the four letters of the name Havaya are formed by eight strokes. Each letter takes two strokes. And each here are depicted as having three eyes, giving a total of 24 eyes. And I'm adding, it is important to visualize the spelling of Hashem's name. Each letter with two strokes and three dots, or three eyes, to be able to understand the above paragraphs. Elijah first had pitchers of water poured on the altar in order to demonstrate that the fire that was about to descend from heaven. Thus, although we usually associate the name Havaya with the number 26, the numerical value we see here that structurally it can be associated with the number 24. These three names of Havaya are three shades of creative energy used in the restitution of reality being described here. The following section refers to the story of Elijah, the prophet, and his contest on Mount Carmel with the prophets of Baal. In order to demonstrate the falseness of this idol, Elijah assembled the people and told the prophets of Baal to prepare an offering to it, while he prepared an offering to Hashem. Everyone agreed that if one of the offerings would be devoured by fire, it would indicate that the deity to which it was offered was the true God. Try as they might, the priests of Baal could not get him to devour his offering with heavenly fire. When it was Elijah's turn, he first had pitchers of water poured on the altar in order to demonstrate that the fire that was about to descend from heaven was indeed from heaven and not any trick he was performing. He poured so much water on this his offering that it spilled over and filled the trench that he had dug around the altar. By pouring the four pitchers three times over his sacrifice, Elijah was reconstructing the nukva. By pouring the four pitchers three times over his sacrifices, Elijah was reconstructing the nukva. These names of Haviah correspond to the pitchers with which Elijah the prophet of blessed memory filled the trench around the altar that he built. When he said, fill four jars with water, he intended these to correspond to the four letters of the name Haviah. When he said, and pour it over the burnt offering and the wood, he intended this to correspond to the first third of Chesed, of Tiferet. When he said, do it a second time, he intended this to correspond to the second third of Chesed, of Tiferet. When he said, do it a third time, he intended this to correspond to the third of three parts of Chesed, of Tiferet. By pouring the four pitchers these three times over his sacrifice, Elijah was reconstructing the nukva, the conglomerate of the souls of Israel, giving it the three pitchers, the 3/24s, or thirds of Chesed, of Tiferet. It is supposed to possess. The female is to play a decisive role in the process of the redemption. We see from the above explanation that the female is to play a decisive role in the process of redemption. Indeed, as at least in this scene, Zeronpin is depicted as being helpless and dependent on Rebecca, the nukva, to restore its broken tiferet, or heart. We may perhaps visualize this as the jaded or cynical mood that affects those who have suffered too much and are worn down by the state of exile. Such people need a boost of inspiration to lift their spirits. This is provided in the present scenario by the nukva, the spouse who, faced with a languid, uninspired husband, whose joy to be has been sapped, returns to her wise mother to draw inspiration and direction to revive him. Alternatively, an individual can try to rejuvenate himself, to amend his own broken heart by investing his action, his means of expression, with new intellectual understanding. Doing so enables his expression to influence his emotion, for the media to make the message, so to speak. In either case, once the wife succeeds in re-inspiring her husband, she restores him to his original vigor, and the redemption can proceed. Here is a note. Both wife or husband, as mentioned previously, each of us comprises a male and a female aspect, and therefore the roles of male and female partner, as described, can be reversed. Since the male aspect obviously dominates in the husband and the female in the wife, however, the usual case is the way it is described here in the text. Understand this well, for what I have told you is a deep secret. I am adding, as can be seen by the amount of the translator's comments, this essay takes a significant amount of contemplation to understand how the redemption comes through the female partsuf. It will help to remember that Elijah did not ask permission to contest with the prophets of Baal. Elijah just decided to challenge the prophets of Baal. And then he expected Hashem to send down fire as Elijah requested. Hashem does so. Do you think the modern-day prophets of Baal are the scientists, or perhaps the Orthodox rabbis? That's the end of our class, the end of our essay today. This essay takes an extensive amount of contemplation. and I suggest you do so. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all. Does anybody have any questions? Shalom Gadol.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.